My name is Otto Baxter and I'm 22. I'm single.
I'm Lucy Baxter and I am Otto's mother. I got Otto as a baby and I remember he was in his pushchair and he was asleep and I lay down for a bit on the sofa and I just remember thinking, what was I doing with somebody else's baby? Because he is a beautiful, perfect baby and they've given him up. And the only reason they would have given him up is the label of Down syndrome.
I always get cheeky sometimes, lovable, funny, and I always have girlfriends.
He can be quiet and quite shy sometimes and very thoughtful.
I do like drama, I like performing stuff. The play I did is Shakespeare. I played Romeo in Romeo and Juliet. Lead role.
I have modelled his life on, other people of the same age, within our local culture. That's what's been important. I strive to give him permission to be who he is and to discover, because I think we've so often been telling disabled people who they are and how they live their lives. And for me, it's very exciting to see just who Otto is, just who he's going to turn into, because we've never allowed people to do that before.
I have another girlfriend called Vicky. She's really interested in me. This one, she's very attractive. Vicky has her carers. She's a prisoner. She can't get away from them. She needs her freedom.
The problem with Otto's love life is that there are some girls who have liked him very much and he has liked very much, but their parents or carers don't want them to have a relationship with Otto.
That's what I was just about to say that then.
And that's what's very difficult. And
Yes.
so one or two of these girls, particularly Vicky and Sarah, they like him very much. It's very obvious, and this could be a good relationship for him. But the parents and carers have just intervened and won't let them be alone together, have to chaperone them every second. These are adult girls, and if they were ordinary girls without Down syndrome, this just wouldn't happen. He took this girl, Vicky, out to a barn dance. Her carers were there. They danced like you do in a barn dance, and he held hands and he, bought her drinks and things, very normal. And at a certain time, he was going to take her outside. And I saw him, I sort of winked at him when they were hand in hand about to go outside. And it would have been perfect, these two adults going out to do something about, taking their relationship onto a different stage, out in, lovely moonlit night.
We actually went out and her carers began to follow us and they actually wagged our fingers saying, out of bounds. I feel quite guilty and a bit sad and miserable.
Her carers had wagged their finger at them and said, out of bounds. So they had just gone and sat down again. They'd made him feel guilty. And I was extremely cross because I don't feel that Otto should be made to feel guilty. What 21-year-old should be made to feel guilty that, he's taken a girl by the hand and led her outside for a snog? It's not fair.
Things I do is I had to be romantic with no parents allowed. There was one girl, first time we have a date together, we go out to the restaurant and I said, now Hannah, it's time to get serious. And she says, oh, all right. And I said, I got some choice. I'm gonna be stay in bed all Sunday evening, stay in bed together, and we also have a shower together, rubbing backs, washing hairs, feet and bodies, everything. And we share a bottle of champagne. This is the thing that I want her to do. Her reaction is a body language saying, no, Otto, I don't want a boyfriend. It feels like I have a great big knife feel a big stab into the heart. It's really upset me.
I care that my son is brought up, and all my sons are brought up, to be very rounded, fulfilled individuals, but also that their emotional health is very good. You know, I don't want him scarred by these things. So we have a lot of conversations about prejudice, about why, that this may not be personal to him, but it's just history and the way people have always treated disabled people. And I hope in a generation, you know, this might change when more people with Down syndrome will just be like, you know, a child with red hair or a child with glasses or something. It's no big deal and everybody doesn't make such a fuss about it.
Me and my friends, we go to night clubbing. We always find girls there. We like to dance too.
When he goes to the nightclubs,
he just
is amazing at chatting up women. Yeah. I have to say, it is...
I like to butt in.
Go on then, you butt in.
Thank you. Lucy.
Go on.
I'm going to buy you a drink. Say yes. And bought them drinks. And we were drinking. We always chat up. Things like, hello, how are you, where are you from, what is your favourite TV programmes, what's your favourite computer games, what sort of boyfriends that you had in your bed, doing all sorts of chatting. It always works. Also, I have a chat-up line for girls. They always work for me. The chat-up line is... Come and lay on my plate.
He is just unbelievable and incredibly cheeky.
Wicked.
And he always manages to come out with some girls.
Cool.
But, they may kiss him and they have intimate dances with him.
Oh, I love
but it,
you.
It never gets any further than that. You should talk about, what's her name, Jackie?
Oh, yes.
The one you pulled. Yes?
Yeah, we actually, me and Jackie, we're outside of this club JJ Whispers, and I met this Jackie. I got her autograph, and she also gave me this black scarf. She gave me this scarf. Here, Otto, I want you to keep this for you, to remind me of you. If I see you again, I will desperate in love with you. If my boyfriend was dead. I actually did keep it. I know what you're thinking.
Can I say, Otto, that you go out... Otto has got a lot of friends who don't have disabilities. Mm. Most of his friends are just ordinary blokes. Jack the lads, they go out on the pool, don't they, Otto?
They do, yes.
And Otto goes with them. They're successful and he isn't, because he's not what these girls are looking for.
No.
And so, yeah, he goes to all the same places. He goes out with his mates. And, you know, they're all 21.
Yeah.
They're pairing up. And Otto is left behind.
Yeah.
And that's very depressing, isn't it, Otto?
It's very depressing. Because my friends, I always have girlfriends. Now I don't. I feel quite... bad about it and a bit depressed.
When you think of these girls like Vicky and Sarah and Hannah, what is it you want? You know, what would you really like?
I'd really like to have my sex life of mine and have relationship together.
The way I support Otto is really, you know, to talk to him about his options, trying not to direct him in one way or another, but just to sort of quietly and slowly, you know, help him make the right decisions. So, you know, at any one time, and in this journey, he's had the opportunity to go to prostitutes, to go on the books of dating agencies, to go out more with his friends, to join social clubs where he might meet people. And we're just really sort of going through the sort of things that you need to do to meet people, but I'm very keen that he doesn't jump into some decision that he might regret later, for example, going to prostitute. That's all really, but it's up to him. But I have to say that in all of this, Otto has always, given the facts, made very good, very rational, very responsible decisions for himself. I have never, ever known him to make a stupid decision. And, you know, I do hope he gets a girlfriend. And what he really wants is love, isn't it? And a relationship, somebody who loves him, somebody who he can love. That's it. What it comes down to.
My love will be on the beach. I'll be sitting on the chair. This could be me and my girlfriend having a coconut cup with a fantastic drink with umbrellas and straws, and we drink it together. We always, you know, like having a take our shoes off, clothes off, and go have a swim, have a fun time. We go to the bar, order our drinks again, and we go back to our dare chairs, and we wait. And when they bring it to us, I say, here you go, keep the change.
I don't know when it will happen, because a lot of people of 21, it's not happened to them yet. So, you know, we must bear that in mind as well. You know, I have to keep him undemoralised, because I think that probably some people would get very demoralised with rejections and just give up. So I want to keep him still, you know, feeling that he's attractive, and, you know, he'll get there in the end. That's very important, because he's a good-looking young man. He will be a very, very nice boyfriend for somebody, and it's just finding the right girl, I think. But it is. What's hardest is he obviously wants this, and a lot of people, I think, want a girlfriend and won't be as vocal about it. You know, Otto's very honest about everything, which is delightful and refreshing. You know, and it's the small voice, the small person, you know, who comes down in the morning, who says, oh, I really, really want a girlfriend. And that's what I respond to. And it would, you know, it would be lovely when it happens. And I think everybody will celebrate. But we just don't know when it's going to happen.
It feels like, I can't do this thing. I can't do her. You know, I'm not going to say it. I need someone to comfort me and conquer my fears to go away. I really want a partner. I really want it now. I think it will come. I've really always been patient.
Otto Baxter and his mother Lucy in Oxford, England.
Love letter straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart.
I briefed Otto. He had to be fairly sensible for this interview, so he's done very well and actually talk about how he feels about things, because sometimes if he's in a very showing off mood, it will be just talking about sex from morning till night, won't it?
I know he would. It is fun.
Being with Otto is fun.
Yeah, lots of silly things.
This is more the Otto we know and love coming out now. Instead of the tongue-tied person.
We're good.
And I kiss the name that you sign. And darling, then I read again. From the start, love letters straight from your heart. memorize every